8,000.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 31st. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.55. The dew point is 34 degrees, and the current wind chill is 33 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Local businesses are attracting RV travelers to the Kansas City area as spring travel picks up. A couple shared their story.
Gina Montabano and her husband Brian Zesiger own Z&M Twisted Vines, a winery in Leavenworth County. They began catering to RV travelers just before the pandemic.
For everyone who comes through here, is they leave talking about the amazing things that Kansas brings to the wine industry.
She spoke with Channel 5 News. The winery has hosted dozens of RVs, especially during the summer, and has a devoted campground overlooking a pond with parking spaces and fire pits. I'm Ramita Landrum.
Travelers on the Kansas Turnpike will have new food options at 4 of the 6 service areas. The new food options are at the Emporia service area, Tawanda service area, Matfield Green service area, and Topeka service area. Some restaurants are being remodeled and others are being added, and they'll be opening this summer along the Turnpike. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On March 28th at approximately 10:22 p.m., the Hays Police Department received a report of a domestic disturbance in the 100 block of East 19th, where a victim had been stabbed multiple times. First responders from the Hays Police Department, the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, and the Ellis County Emergency Medical Services responded to the scene. The victim was located inside the home, and he was bleeding profusely from his injuries. It was determined that he had suffered over 15 stab wounds, including injuries to his neck, arms, and chest area. Ellis County EMS personnel began providing life-saving medical care, and the victim was quickly transported to the Hays Medical Center emergency room, where the victim was then admitted to the hospital. Upon arrival at the scene of the stabbing, officers learned that the suspect had fled the scene on foot, and the suspect was quickly identified as Colin Michael McMillan, 22, of Hays. Law enforcement officers from the Hays Police Department and the Ellis County Sheriff's Office then began searching the area for McMillan. At approximately 12:15 a.m., Sergeant Philip Gage of the Hays Police Department located McMillan near the intersection of 5th and Riley, and he was still in possession of a knife at the time of his arrest. However, Sergeant Gage was able to safely take McMillan into custody. McMillan was transported to the Ellis County Jail, where he is being held on the charges of attempted first-degree murder and domestic battery. His bond has been set at $1 million, and he is considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. This case remains under investigation by the Hays Police Department Investigation Division. On Thursday, Governor Kelly sent a letter to Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan requesting the agency allow the sale of E15 products, gasoline blended with 10.5% to 15% ethanol, during the summer through the use of an emergency waiver. This move, which the EPA granted last summer, would help prevent potential fuel shortages and save Kansans money at the gas pump. Allowing the sale of this product during the summer driving season would also support the Kansas ag industry, especially corn growers who contribute to ethanol production. Governor Kelly said the agency delivered this relief last year, and given inflation and declining fuel inventories, she believes they should do it again. During the summer of 2022, the EPA ensured the continued availability of E15 in order to extend fuel supplies that were put at risk. This action helped prevent potential shortages and saved Americans at least $57 million in fuel costs. U.S. inventories of crude oil and petroleum products recently hit a 19-year low, and nationwide gasoline stocks are 3% lower than a year ago. Those statistics, coupled with continued international pressure and refining capacity being offline for maintenance, are predicted to have the same implications as last summer, providing support for another emergency waiver. Kansas may soon be adding a new tool in the fight against the teacher shortage, as according to the state's Department of Education, in the fall of 2022, there were more than 1,600 vacancies across Kansas. And some say it's just going to continue to get worse if they don't do some things. So lawmakers are looking at Senate Bill 66, which would provide more opportunities for out-of-state teachers by joining the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. Republican Representative Susan Estes stated that if you come from another state with great credentials, and they've agreed with that state on what their mutual credentials should be, the path forward has gotten a whole lot easier and faster for teachers. As is, the process can take up to a year in some cases. Estes said every time a teacher moves, they have to start from scratch, and every state has a similar process. They have to wait for the test to be offered, they have to pay for the test, they have to wait to get the results, and they have to submit them to their Department of Education. And the same thing happens with their transcripts. This process costs potential hires time and money, and sometimes they'll eventually lose them because they don't want to have to try to deal with it, and it's just easier for them to stay where they're at. The bill passed the Senate earlier this week, and if it passes both chambers, it's still uncertain when the compact would begin, since 10 states need to be on board to establish it. Kansas game wardens are warning residents of the Sunflower State to keep an eye out for increasing numbers of coyotes in residential areas, as according to game wardens, coyotes are being found more often in towns this year in Kansas, and this is due to extreme drought conditions as the coyotes search for food and water. Game wardens say that you should stay calm if you spot a coyote in your neighborhood. Many coyotes avoid people, and seeing one during the day is not a cause for alarm because they're mostly looking for a place to rest. Game wardens reported that coyotes are usually fearful of people, so if you see a coyote that's not displaying fear towards people, it's probably been fed. You can reinstill its fear of humans by raising your arms and yelling to drive it away, and this action is referred to as hazing. Coyotes may mistake small unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs that they view as threats to territory or dens. And to keep your animals safe, you should watch your pets, secure the food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife, and keep garbage secure and picked up. If you do see coyotes in your area that are a problem or pose a threat, you should reach out to your nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. In Nebraska news, the Johnson County Sheriff's Office reported that a Sterling man was fined on Wednesday for illegally hunting geese. The 39-year-old man, who was accused of killing over 50 geese without a hunting permit, was convicted of 9 counts relating to the illegal hunt on February 26th. According to the Sheriff's Office, he was fined $5,600 in damages, and the man also had his hunting permits revoked for 2 years. The Sheriff's Office, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, and the Johnson County Attorney's Office investigated the case. A bill to give tax cuts to some Nebraskans is headed to a second round of voting. LB 754 advanced on Thursday with the approval of 41 state senators. A new amendment added to the bill would cut income tax for the top 2 tiers instead of just 1, and the bill would also lower the corporate income tax rate to 3.99% by 2027. Additionally, it would make Social Security benefits fully exempt from taxes by next year, 1 year earlier than anticipated, and lawmakers also added some child care tax credits. Because of recent amendments, senators don't yet know how much revenue the state will lose if the bill is approved. The Nebraska State Patrol performed alcohol compliance checks at businesses in Hall County. The Nebraska State Patrol said they checked 31 businesses on the evening of March 24th, where 5 of the businesses reportedly sold alcohol to a minor for a compliance rate of 84%, while 4 other businesses did not check the minor's ID. According to authorities, the businesses that failed were Prairie Pride Brewing Company in Grand Island, Kiko's Cantina in Grand Island, Bonsai Beach Club in Grand Island, Pumpers in Grand Island, and American Legion Post 314 in Wood River. Officials said the businesses checked were restaurants, convenience stores, bars, and liquor stores, and the ones that failed the inspections will be referred to the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission, while the clerks will be cited for procuring alcohol for a minor. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reinforces the need for Kansans enrolled in Kansas Medicaid or CanCare programs to keep their contact information updated and to be on the lookout for important information from CanCare in the mail, because eligibility reviews that have paused since March of 2020 are resuming in April due to changes in federal law. Janet Stanek, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said they're working diligently to provide information to everyone impacted by the ending of the special federal pandemic rules that temporarily paused the re-enrollment process. And their intent at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is to minimize any surprises about coverage and eligibility. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has increased communication with enrollees, healthcare providers, and other stakeholder groups in regular contact with the CanCare enrollee community to share this information. And in addition, CanCare has updated its website to make it easier for people enrolled in Medicaid to update their contact information and complete the verification process. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends that individuals or families that are CanCare members visit the CanCare website. CanCare will let you know when to renew your Kansas Medicaid eligibility, so be on the lookout for your notice in the mail and respond immediately to requests for information. And if you receive a notice in the mail, return the completed renewal form by mail to the address shown on the form. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will continue to provide information on the CanCare homepage, cancare.ks.gov. You can complete your renewal online through the Medical Consumer Self-Service Portal after you've created an account in the portal and linked your medical case. And when it's time for you to complete your renewal, you can log into your account. The option to complete a CanCare review will appear under Access My CanCare. Wheat farmers are, by nature, optimistic, but that optimism is starting to wane as, according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, only 19% of the Kansas wheat crop is currently rated in good to excellent condition, with another 52% rated poor to very poor. And according to the March 27th report, 77% of subsoil moisture supplies are rated short to very short. In Sheridan County, Brett Oakey reports that his fields are surviving on half their average precipitation over the past 2 years. He said they're pretty fortunate right now because the moisture on this wheat crop has come with a timely 3/4 inch of rain in October when it was drilled, and another 1.5 inches of moisture from snow since January. However, Oakey's moisture probe proved that even though his area has gotten some timely moisture, the crop is far from being out of trouble, because now reaching only 2 feet down, last year's subsoil moisture was 4 feet. And he said they're 22 to 24 inches behind over the past few years. Rain is critical right now as temperatures begin to warm up and the wheat crop comes out of dormancy, and farmers say that they'll take whatever moisture they can get. The 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest, hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, is officially underway, and participation is simple. Record the number of unique bird species you see in Kansas from January 1st to December 31st, submit your findings, and you just might end up a 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year winner. Participants of all skill levels are invited to compete in one of three age groups: youth age 17 and younger, adult age 18 to 64, or senior age 65 and older. And the winners from each category will receive prizes to be awarded in January 2024. Participants must register online at ksoutdoors.com on or before tomorrow, Saturday, April 1st, to participate in the 2023 contest. The winners will be recognized and prizes awarded in mid-January of the following calendar year, and the award categories are youth, adult novice, adult intermediate, adult advanced, and senior. The 2022 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest wrapped up in December 2022 with youth participant Franklin Miller claiming the title of Kansas's top birder after identifying 322 unique bird species in the state last year. For more on the Kansas Birding Big Year, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that they have restricted traffic to one lane on the K-23 bridge located approximately 10 miles north of Hoxie in Sheridan County for emergency repairs. The traffic will be reduced to one lane and directed by a stoplight until the repairs can be made. Motorists should expect delays of up to 5 minutes and should allow extra time when traveling through the area. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have tuna tini, tossed salad, pepper strips, fruit basket upset, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be stuffed crust cheese pizza, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pizza bobs, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the Norton Junior High School K Relay for Life Week will continue. Also all day, the Norton Community High School Art at McCook, Nebraska. At 8:30 a.m., the preschool screening. And at 2:23 p.m., the Norton Junior High School K Head Shaving for Cancer. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 1st, all day long, FFA in Phillipsburg, and at 8 a.m., forensics at Golden Plains. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 52 and windy with a west wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour increasing to 25 to 35 miles per hour, and the winds could gust as high as 55 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 25 and windy with wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour tonight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with the high near 65. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 39 and breezy Saturday night with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with the high near 71. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 62. On Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny with the high near 62 and breezy. On Wednesday, sunny with the high near 47 and breezy. And on Thursday, partly sunny with the high near 51. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.55. The dew point is 34 degrees, and the current wind chill is 33 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped their opening day matchup against the Minnesota Twins 2-0 on Thursday afternoon. While there was not a lot of positive moments on the mound and in the field for the Royals during the 9 innings of the contest against Minnesota, there was an incredibly positive moment for the team in the pregame situation as Salvador Perez, an 11-year veteran of the Kansas City Royals and one of the team's most valuable players of all time, was officially named captain for the Royals for this upcoming season, the fourth one in Royals history. And speaking after the game, manager Matt Couture discussed what it meant to Salvi to be named captain.
Well, we told him, well, we asked him and said if he would be interested in it the other day when we were in Texas. He was like you would expect, like a little kid, like he does with a lot of things that he reacts to, and it was really cool. He's like, of course, you know, and in there, you know, he's been thinking about it for a couple days, what he wanted to say, and it was very thoughtful and brief, and you know, I think he got a little choked up too.
KIN Sports.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Red Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have a deep area of low pressure at the surface in eastern Colorado moving into western Kansas. A strong upper-level system over Utah and Idaho. And as that moves our direction, the wind's really picking up today. A widespread red flag warning across much of the state for extreme fire danger. That's this afternoon into tonight. And a rare high wind warning in effect over south central and southeastern Kansas. That's from Emporia southward. So it goes without saying that to field and pasture burning off limits for the time being until we can get these winds to die down. Dry in northwestern Kansas today, cooler with a high in the mid-50s, gusty winds up to 50 miles per hour. North central Kansas, a few sprinkles today with a high in the low 60s. In northeast Kansas, our high in the mid-70s, winds up to 55 miles per hour. Fire danger extreme with blowing dust in southwest Kansas, our high in the mid-60s today. In south central Kansas, same story with a high in the mid-70s, upper 70s, winds up to 60 miles per hour in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Markets will be reacting to the release of the Hogs and Pigs report yesterday afternoon, showing a marginal change year over year in hog populations at 72.9 million head. We do have the grain stocks and prospective plantings report out this morning at 11 Central Time. May corn is up 1¾ in the overnight at 6.51¼. July up 1¼, 6.28 and a half. December up a half penny, 5.67.